this, remember we'll have our 10 minute of family time. So get prepared to share, either from the life studies or from your Bible reading or whatever you've been enjoying in the Lord this past week. The first announcement is the registration for the upcoming Spring Northeast Young People's Conference. Of course, that doesn't just include the young people, you know, high school and junior hires, the college students as well. It's due March 15th, and if you would like to go, please see either Scott or Joe Sivzo. And if you need the dates, that's the Thursday, April 2nd to Lord's Day, April 5th. Okay, it's that weekend. The second announcement is a group of college students are going to California for a spring break trip, and part of that trip includes blending with the churches there, as well as attending the short-term training of the full-time training. So please, for the saints, to remember this time in your prayer.
Amen.
The third announcement is this week's prayer meeting will be in the districts, so you'll receive an email on where exactly that will be. This coming week, we will be pursuing the life study of Exodus, messages 13 and 14. And then you'll also get an email with the links to those messages. For any reason, if you're not getting those emails, you could come talk to me, and then we'll add you to the email list. And then lastly, we just want to continue to encourage the saints to preach the gospel and to shepherd the saints. Especially from the previous corporate meeting, we were encouraged to, you know, make sure you look around to see who's not here this morning. Maybe some of us, we did not make the transition into daylight savings time. So some saints maybe missed a meeting. So it's okay. Call them up. Don't condemn them. Just check up on them.
You know,
tell them that they need to switch their clocks around. And, you know, so that we could express our love for our dear brothers and sisters.
Amen.
So that's all the announcements I have. I don't think there are anybody new this morning that needs to be introduced. Is there any other announcements that we need to make? Okay. If not, then maybe we could spend the next 7-8 minutes to share. From either from the life studies or from the meetings that you were in or the Bible reading you're at. Amen.
Amen.
Who will start?
Walking, I heard our sister sharing. I was wondering, anyone listening to that? I listened to that. I said, what kind of answer is this? You are talking to an unbeliever, right? I'm not condemning anyone. Then you say, why you are so enjoying this and that? Oh, because she's our real food. Is that good? I don't know about you. I was sitting here saying, yeah, sure. I haven't believed God for so long. I don't feel. Then after we sing the hymn, well, hunger and thirst, that really remind me one thing is, do I feel hunger all the time? Yes. Do I feel thirst all the time? Yes. But what I'm looking for the solution from worthy. I want love. I want fight. Well, I certainly think I cannot say that again. But there's something that say, okay, I want to be so rich, right? I search, I'm hungry, I search something to fulfill my needs. But after all these years, I still feel hungry. I still feel thirst. I still need more. I want more and more. Because we try to let the world to fulfill our need. But in here, it's really say that we need to feel hunger about himself. Amen. So I was praying here with brothers in here. It's caused me to feel hunger.
Amen.
And thirst.
Amen.
To work to his word.
Amen.
To work to his love.
Amen.
To work to his light.
Amen.
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 Verses, and this is what I have. It said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, but we have this treasure in earthly vessel,
Amen.
That the excellencies of the power may be of God and not out of us.
Amen.
I precious this because even me as an earthly vessel, a so humble, a so on earth a vessel, that there is a precious treasure in me.
Amen.
You know, every day I've been worn out by many things, by many worldly things. And Satan is using all kinds of his schemes, all kinds of his techniques to knock me down. Knock me down. But when I read this verse, I said, Satan, your skin will not be prevailed on me. And I would like to remind myself that there is a precious treasure in me.
Amen.
And this treasure has a wonderful, mighty power that is coming from God.
Amen.
And God will prevail for His purpose and for His heart of desire.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I watched a documentary yesterday about a rock. And the story of this rock was, there's this, I guess, a semi-famous sculptor, I never heard of him, but he really wanted a big rock, and he just wanted to move it, and then just have it on display. So I think at a quarry, they were like blasting rocks, and one of those rocks weighed 340 tons. And he's like, oh, that's a good rock. So he wanted to take the rock and move it into like a museum area so he could put it on display. And this is in California, and so they had to move the rock 106 miles, and it took them 11 days, and they had to, you know, have all these engineers and everything, you know, come up with all these cables and these devices to,
you know, to lift the rock, and then they had to go to the highway, and then you had to clear, like, make room for the rock. Apparently, it's like, it was 4 inches too big, so it couldn't go under bridges. It was going to hit traffic lights and all that stuff. So it was a spectacle, and actually, apparently it's a big thing. They had it on, like, the news and everything, and, you know, when the rock was passing by these little towns, it's like, you have these little crowds that, like, gathered together and watched the rock. And I was watching this documentary, and I don't know, it's just this verse just popped into my mind, you know, 1 Corinthians 10, 3 and 4, and then, you know, what was shared in today's table meeting about eating and drinking, you know, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink.
Amen.
They drank of a spiritual rock which followed them.
Amen.
And the rock was Christ.
Amen.
Amen. I was just really appreciating this verse, you know. Not only is this rock, you know, we can drink from this rock, right? This rock is Christ, and he's our all-inclusive drink. We can take him in. He sustains us. He supplies us. But also that this rock is following us, right?
Amen.
This rock which followed them.
Amen.
I just really appreciate it. You know, we don't have to go seek out the rock. You know, like I guess like when the crowds, some people they have to like go a distance to go see the rock passing by. It's like, wow, 340-ton rock, that's huge. Like, you know, they have to go a distance to see the rock, but we don't have to seek out a rock, right? This rock, you know, this Christ, he's following us, right?
Amen. So,
amen. I was just so glad that we don't have to go seek out, we just have to drink.
Amen.
That's what we have to do. We just have to drink the rock.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Last chance.
I enjoyed this week's my study messages. I'll just read a small portion. Brother Lee actually goes about how the purpose of God's call was to call the children of Israel out of Egypt, right?
Yes.
But it wasn't merely to call them out of Egypt, it was to call them into something. He spends a good portion of the end of my study message talking about what was God's intention in really bringing the children of Israel into the good land? And what is it for us to enter into the good land? And he brought up this point that actually to enter into the good land means that we experience this Christ, that we would live Christ. And he said something very striking. He said, a lot of people think, you know, if you're a sinner, if you don't believe in God, but do you have the impression that if you don't live Christ, you're actually sinning against God too? Mm-hmm. I just thought, that's kind of harsh. That's not in our concept, but actually, anyway, I was just really touched how strong this word was. And he said that, he said, when some hear about the need to live Christ, they may ask how to live. I admit that it is very difficult to live Christ. One reason for the difficulty is that instead of seeking Christ himself, we seek holiness, victory, or spirituality. Thus, even our spiritual seeking is a hindrance to the living out of Christ.
Amen.
We want to be holy or victorious over our besetting sin or over some negative element in our environment.
Amen.
Furthermore, we desire to be spiritual. However, although we desire holiness, victory, and spirituality, we do not desire to live Christ.
Amen.
God's intention is that Christ be constituted into us, but our intention is to develop our own holiness or spirituality. This is rebellion against God's economy. Even if we are successful in being holy or spiritual, such holiness
Amen.
All that this Christ is, all that this Christ has been apportioned to us.
Amen.
One verse I enjoyed from the morning of Bible is that, thanks be to God who has called us out, who has transferred us out
from the kingdom.
He has delivered us up and has transferred us in.
Amen.
Actually, thanks be to God, because we certainly didn't do all those things.
Right.
And actually, the way we show our thanks is actually we have to enjoy this Christ.
Amen.
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 Great. So, sorry, I just want to read this. This is someone else's enjoyment that I enjoyed this past week. I was really watered. It kind of follows our sister sharing. It says, "Do not think that the land of Canaan is far away and that you must wander for years before you can enter into it. On the contrary, the good land is within us, for it is the process God who is the all-inclusive, life-giving spirit indwelling our spirit.
Amen.
Like Caleb in Numbers 13:30, we must believe and declare that through the church life with Christ, we are well able."
Amen.
I like that phrase.
Well able.
We are well able.
Amen.
How do we say that together?
Amen.
We are well able to possess this good land.
Amen.
That's because that is from Numbers 13:30. And I'll read you this verse. "But Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, 'Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it.'"
Amen.
May we have Caleb's spirit.
Amen.
"Let us go up at once to possess it, for we are well able to overcome it."
Yes.
Okay, so at this point, I think the young people, you guys could go to your lesson, and then the rest of us, we will continue with this week's portion from the Word. Go up and possess it.
All right,
Bob. Eat the more possession.
Do we want to move up, or?
Yes.
It's a good suggestion.
Amen.
Together. The purpose of God's calling.
Amen.
Amen. Sorry, it's just wonderful. Okay, we'll just get to the end. Can we read Roman numeral 1?
As revealed in Exodus, the purpose of God's calling was to deliver the children of Israel, God's chosen people, out of the tyranny of the Egyptians and out of Egypt to a land of bondage, and to bring them into Canaan, a land flowing with milk and honey.
So I was appreciating, just like in Exodus, actually throughout Exodus, but in Exodus 3, 7, 8 says, "Jehovah said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a good and spacious land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites." But it's to deliver them out and to bring them up into that land. And so, I guess in the outline, this week, there's two main points. First is covering this type in Exodus, in Roman numeral 1, which actually that Roman numeral is very good. Purpose of God's calling was to deliver the children out of Israel, out of the tyranny of the Egyptians, out of Egypt, out of all of that, and to bring them into Canaan, to bring them into the good land. I appreciate it, sister. To bring them into the enjoyment of Christ, working on Christ as the good land. Actually, I was reminded in several semi-annuals ago, just seeing, you know, you have the promise of the seed and the land given to Abraham. But Christ is our land. He is the reality of the land. And then, so in the second Roman numeral, we see actually this purpose is fully revealed in the New Testament. So maybe we could just go briefly through the outline. Could we read Sisters on point A?
The nation of Egypt typifies the kingdom of darkness, and the Pharaoh typifies Satan, the devil.
Amen. Brothers on B.
To bring the person out of Satan's hand and out of the kingdom of darkness is a mighty work.
Amen.
Okay, and then point C altogether.
In typology, bringing the children of Israel into Canaan, a good land flowing with milk and honey, signifies bringing people into the long inclusive Christ with his unsearchable riches.
Amen. And can we read points 1 and 2? I would really like to have it said it here.
Ultimately, the purpose of God's calling is to bring his people into the good land, so that they may enjoy Christ in his all-inclusiveness. We need to bring others all the way from the world into the all-inclusive Christ for God's kingdom and God's building.
Amen.
So I really enjoy both of these items. So there's a lot of negative aspects in one sense. We're being taken out of the world, but positively we're being brought into the good land. So we have to have a realization of, it's a kingdom of Satan, it's a kingdom of darkness. And I think throughout the week it talks about, there's some effort, it has to take power, you know?
Yes.
That Jehovah brought them out by strength of hand. So even bringing them out is quite a task, but also like bringing them into the land is even harder. But something I enjoy was this point too, actually when, once we're brought out, we need to bring others.
Amen.
We need to fight for others to be brought into the enjoyment of Christ.
Amen.
We need to fight for others to be brought into God's kingdom and to be, you know, be in God's building.
Yeah.
Amen.
And that's actually ultimately part of our calling, of our purpose.
Yeah.
So could we read Lord Jesus?
Amen.
And so I guess in this there's multiple stages. So first, after we're brought out of Egypt, first we need to be brought to the wilderness. And actually, it's, you know, the wilderness is, we don't want to be lost in the wilderness because you could just be, you know, lost in your soul or something. But actually, when you're brought out of Egypt, you're in a place where there's no worldly enjoyment, there's no worldly entertainment. You're brought to a place where you have to be separated from those things.
Amen.
So it's a very positive sense of separation.
Amen.
And then we progress from the wilderness to, they were brought to Mount Sinai, where they had a revelation of God. You know, they had the children of Israel at the bottom. And then Moses was on the mountain receiving the revelation of the tabernacle and of God's building. But then to actually carry it out, you have to press on. You can't just stop at the mountain. You have to press on to the good land.
Amen.
So in our experience, we need to journey onward and enter into the good land.
Amen.
And then also point C, so we need to help others experience Christ in his all unsearchable riches so that God may be able to establish his kingdom and have his dwelling place on earth today. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Could we read point 2?
Amen.
God's calling is fully revealed in the New Testament.
So I'm not sure how best to do this because there's a lot of points, and I think we'll probably just let the saints really get into this. And I'll just kind of share something that I enjoy. Towards the end, it mentions the verses in Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Mentions the verses in Second Peter 1.
Amen.
I'll just read this portion of the word to you. This is 2 Peter 1, 5 through 11. For this very reason also, adding all diligence, apply bountifully in your faith virtue, and in virtue knowledge, and in knowledge self-control, and in self-control endurance, and in endurance godliness, and in godliness brotherly love, and in brotherly love, love. For these things, before that, but it talks about how we've been partakers of the divine nature.
Amen.
So actually, this whole section is talking about how we need to grow. Actually, these virtues, our growing in these virtues is our growing in the life by partaking of the divine nature of God. So, for these things existing in you and abounding constitute you neither idle nor unfruitful unto the full knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For he in whom these things are not present is blind, being short-sighted, having forgotten the cleansing of his past sins. Therefore, brothers, be the more diligent to make your calling and selection firm.
Amen.
For doing these things you shall by no means ever stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be richly and bountifully supplied to you.
Amen.
That's appreciating this portion. Make your calling and selection firm.
Amen.
In this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord will be richly and bountifully supplied to you.
Amen.
So, there's a lot of different aspects of what our calling is, but I was appreciated today. God has called us into his kingdom, and so we need to be those who are, the kingdom is not a realm of rules and regulations. It's not authority and power. It's a realm of life.
Amen.
Actually, in Matthew, the first parable, it starts with the sower went to sow. So he's sowing life. And so we need to be in the kingdom, growing in the divine life, growing in love, growing in God.
Amen.
And as we're brought on, actually the entrance into the eternal kingdom will be richly supplied to us.
Amen.
So, Lord Jesus,
amen.
We need to, Lord Jesus,
amen.
This is what we've been called to.
Amen.
Actually, if we fall short of this, then we fall short of our calling.
Right.
We wouldn't be walking worthily of that which we've been called. Actually, I appreciate what our brother shared. We are well able because of all that the Lord has done and accomplished for us.
Amen.
So, in a sense, it's very difficult, but we don't have any excuses because the one who's promised is more than able.
Amen.
The one who's called us out is fully able to bring us in.
Amen.
So, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
I didn't read this, but previously I was very touched by this message through because this whole the most prevalent thing in this message, I remember that Brother Andrew Yu, who gave this message, was calling us out of one living into another kind of living. Right?
Amen.
He was calling us out of Egypt, right, out of the world, into God's kingdom.
Amen.
And first, the world is a place of bondage, right? He said, I have heard the cries, right, of my people, and I have heard them, and now I have come to deliver them. So, and he called Moses to tell them, "Let my people go."
Amen.
So, this living was to serve the Lord, right? Amen. To serve Him, just to come to the Lord. So, when the first thing is that we all need to leave Egypt, right? And so this calling is a very special calling.
Amen.
The Lord cannot reveal his purpose to us in Egypt. So
right.
If we're in Egypt, even he wants to speak to us, we couldn't hear, right? Because his purpose is in the wilderness to serve him. And so, again, there's another phrase that you cannot serve God and mammon.
Right.
Right, you cannot serve the world and serve God. So it's either or. So if there is any aspect of us that is in the world, that is a usurpation, and that prevents us from serving the Lord.
Amen.
So in order to serve the Lord, we have to leave everything that is of the world.
Amen.
And that just about everything, right? Because we see the triangle of Babylon, right? Babylon, Egypt, and Sodom represent the world. So Babylon is idolatry, right? Oh, well, we don't worship idols, so forth. Sodom is the world of sin. You know, we don't, you know, we're not that sinful people. But Egypt is the good part of the world, of our livelihood. Amen. That we're so, involved with our living.
Amen.
You know, earning a living. And that involves mammon, because that's a part of the world, but it's the good part. Mm-hmm. And that part will keep us from serving the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I'm very touched by, the brother gave an example of a sister, Peace Wan, right? She was a girl she was very rich and wealthy. And she went to the world, she loved the world. And but she was so sick of the world, the Lord touched her, that she came back and she wanted nothing to do with the world. And she preached, you know, her father was very upset and cried, because how can you do this to me? I gave you an education, I gave you this and I gave you that, and how can you just go in with Christ? You know, you have such a bright future, etc. But she said, I have to serve the Lord. So she went and she preached. And when she preached, she didn't preach just an ordinary gospel. Her person was that she was fed up with the world. And she had left the world completely. And therefore, when she delivered her message, she really made an impact.
Amen.
And yes, and you know, who was the person who she brought? Was Brother Witness Lee.
Amen.
Brother Witness Lee was the recipient of this preaching. Yeah. She gave such a strong preaching that she got her fruit. Was Amen. Brother Witness Lee.
Amen.
And the point was that I don't suppose she was such an eloquent speaker or anything. I believe that, you know, we have heard many times, your fruit comes from what you are, right? Mm-hmm. You bring the kind of people to the Lord that you are, right? We can all bring someone to the Lord. Amen. But whether that fruit will remain has to do with who we are,
Amen.
Right? And so this sister brought Brother Lee.
Amen.
And to produce a Brother Lee is not a small thing.
Amen.
Because she was completely severed from the world.
Amen.
Of course, prior to that, she was so saturated with it. You know, she had so much, she saw the bondage.
Amen.
You know, the children of Israel, they saw the bondage.
Amen.
And they were in bondage, and God heard their cry. Amen. They weren't into the wilderness, but they never really had an experience with the Lord.
Amen.
And they saw His works, but they never knew the Lord.
Amen.
It wasn't until later, after the tabernacle, right, that the Lord spoke to them directly.
Amen.
The Lord spoke to Moses,
yes.
But the Lord didn't speak to the people.
Amen.
Right? And so they never really knew the Lord.
Amen.
So here, the brothers, you were sharing how we want to go into the good land. Without hearing the Lord speaking directly, we cannot go into the good land.
Amen.
And in order to leave the world, there is a long breaking of the outer man.
Amen.
There's such a breaking that we need to accept. And it's not easy when you're being broken by the Lord to really, really experience the Lord in such a deep way.
Amen.
That every single experience is for this. Many of us don't realize it until later in our lives. But we need to pursue the Lord and
Amen.
To continue coming out of and entering in.
Amen.
And that requires getting rid of everything from the world.
Amen.
And that's a very painful process, because the natural man does not want to die.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
So, praise the Lord that we're going on together. The brother emphasized all the people needed to cross.
Amen.
Not just a few.
Right.
Not just you serve Him, you know, Shepherd can serve Him, Brother Caleb can serve Him, but you don't have to. No, I don't have to. We all have to go on together to serve Him.
Amen.
So we can enter the good land.
Amen.
And keep serving Him.
Amen.
In the tabernacle.
Amen.
As the
Amen.
New Testament priests.
Amen.
And be these kind of ones that when they preach the gospel, they can produce another Witness Lee.
Amen.
I don't know if that'll happen, but saints that really love the Lord.
Amen.
So the recovery can go on. So the Lord can have what the Lord desires. Amen. So we need to be those kind of people. Amen. It isn't what we do. It's who we are.
Amen.
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 In the past, the college conference, the brothers mentioned this, our calling going on. And this, they need a response to this calling.
Yes.
But at that time, I didn't feel that much about the calling. So after the college conference, I prayed back this message to the Lord. Lord, show me this calling. I want to have personal, I want to touch the calling in a personal way. What is the calling matters to me? Matters to my daily life. So actually, if you read this, message, it is not hard to understand this calling. This calling, this is very simple. It is that the purpose of God's calling is to bring His people into the good land.
Amen.
It is that simple. But Lord, did I really touch that calling? So in the past week, whenever I have time, I just prayed this sentence to the Lord. Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Lord calling us out of Egypt to enter into good land.
Amen.
Lord, what is the calling about? Show me this calling. So during this, at the end of this week, Lord opened a little bit of my eyes. I was touched by the word good land. Actually, God's purpose is not to bring us out, not merely bring us out of the Egypt, or bring us to the wilderness, or bring us onto the mountain. In the wilderness is good, and the mountain is good. In the wilderness, we can enjoy Christ at the manner, and in the mountain, we have the revelation of God's purpose. But that's not God's purpose. His ultimate goal is to bring us into the good land.
Yeah.
In the good land, Christ is everything to us. He's the all-inclusive one. I'm really touched by this. Many times we say, oh, Lord, we enjoy you as a manner. It is okay. We enjoy the food, the drink. It's okay. But it is not real. That is not really our Lord's goal. His goal is to bring us into good land.
Amen.
Recently, I was reading a book by Brother Lee, The All-Inclusive Christ. So I want to read a portion to you.
Amen.
Brother Lee said, what do we mean by the word all-inclusive? We are told that Christ is the light, but that this is not all-inclusive. We are told that Christ is our life, but this also is not all-inclusive. We are told that Christ is the food and the living water, but even this does not make him the all-inclusive one. Christ is all and in all. Christ is not only the light, the life, the food, and the living water, but Christ is everything to us. Whatever you need, whatever you contact, whatever you obtain, whatever you enjoy, whatever you experience, all these things must be Christ. Christ is all-inclusive one to us. And Brother Lee mentioned that many times we just speak doctrinally, but we didn't have a practical experience about this. He said, whenever you do something, whenever you enjoy something, whenever you use something, you must immediately apply Christ. For instance, you are sitting on a seat. Right now we are all sitting on a seat. Do you realize that this is not a real seat? This is but a shadow, a figure pointing to Christ. Christ is a real seat. If you don't have Christ, it means that in your entire life, you have never had a seat. There is no rest for you. You have nothing to rely upon. You have something false. For Christ is a real seat. And we are very familiar with these words. I also was very familiar with this. I attended the pastor Memory Day conference. They talk about Christ everything to me. But in my practical experience, I always forgot to apply Christ. So this message really brings me back to the Lord. He wants us to enter into the good land, to enjoy Him as everything,
Amen.
Not merely manna, but everything to us.
Amen.
So Lord, I want to answer this calling,
Amen.
To enjoy you, to exercise my spirit,
Amen.
To enjoy as everything in my daily life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 brother, sister, I was told that I'm going to do the conclusion. Okay? I'll do it 12 o'clock. Shut. You have 14 minutes. I will do 12 o'clock. Shut.
Outline this 1.6. To exist is one thing, but to exist for the divine purpose is another thing.
Amen.
One thing I appreciated from the college conference was not that we not only live by Christ, but we live because of Christ. So we're here, a lot of times speaking for myself, like I'm here because, or my vision is so short. Like I think of, well, what about this for me? What about that for me? But what about the Lord's desire? Oftentimes, you know, we pray, and it's there's nothing wrong with praying for what we need or what our needs are, but how many people, how many Christians are praying for what's on the Lord's heart?
Amen.
And if we realize that we're here not just for ourselves, but for the Lord,
amen,
then, you know, that brings us on from being in the wilderness, being in the mountain, to even just all the way into the good land, right?
Amen.
Like, our view is not just on ourselves anymore. It's not on what we enjoyed in ourselves, in our flesh, in our soul. But it's just taking the all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
And I appreciated verse Romans 8:28. It says, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose."
Amen.
And in the past, when I read this verse, I've read it many times, but I was always touched by the first part of it, that all things work together for good, right? I'm sure most people know that part of the verse. But, and to those who love God, and I have to say, you know, by faith, like, by Lord's mercy, you know, I love the Lord. But what about the second part? To those who are called according to His purpose.
Amen.
So we're not just here because we love the Lord, but we're here because we're called.
Amen.
And we're here for the Lord's purpose, not for our own sake, not for our own enjoyment, satisfaction, desires, needs, whatever. But anyways, like, if our vision were increased, if our capacity were increased to see that we're not just here for ourselves, but we're here for the Lord,
amen,
then, you know, like, I feel like our living would be very different.
Amen. It says the mountain has very received the revelation regarding God's eternal purpose.
Amen.
At the mountain, the children of Israel received the revelation concerning what God is and concerning God's desire
to
have a dwelling place on earth.
Amen.
I was really touched with this portion. It is a very great matter to hear God speaking and to see His vision, especially the vision concerning His dwelling place. It is of vital importance that we go to the genuine mountain of God,
amen,
to God's mountain on earth today. In our experience, we need to come out of Egypt,
amen,
cross the Red Sea,
yes,
and journey through the wilderness,
amen,
until we arrive at the mountain of God.
Amen.
At this mountain, we are brought into God's presence. Many of us can testify that whether we gather together in the Lord's name, whenever we gather together in the Lord's name, we enjoy His presence.
Amen.
Like now, this is very enjoyable, you know. We hear His speaking and we see His vision at the mountain of God.
Amen.
I don't know where I am right now, but I'm striving to get to that moment.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Lord, we thank you that we are privileged to hear your speaking.
Amen.
And see your vision concerning the dwelling place.
Amen.
May we be able to get out of Egypt, cross the Red Sea, and arrive at the mountain of God on earth today, and enter into your presence.
Amen.
Amen.
I really enjoyed day three, where it says Exodus 3 reveals that in fulfilling the purpose of God's calling, there are three stations. Number one, the wilderness, then the mountain, then the good land. When I watched Brother Andrew Yu on the stage, when he mentioned the purpose of God's calling of three stations, I was really touched that the wilderness here is used in a positive sense. It means a place that we could be separated from the world of Egypt. I can personally testify that was a very much naturally built human beings with so many natural elements. I need to bring myself. God need to bring myself to the wilderness in a positive way so that I can change my diet.
Amen.
I can change my diet from a natural diet full of personal, full of natural pride, and get rid of those things and then enjoy the divine dispensation of his riches. By going through this wilderness, my diet can be fully changed. And then the second thing is, I got to be brought to the mountain with all of the brothers and sisters so that I can see his clear visions. I remember the days when I was very young, and during the winters, all kinds of smogs, all kinds of smoke. I can never see a clear sky. And I should, by spiritually speaking, in this way, be brought to this high mountain with all of the brothers and sisters to see this clear vision of God's hearts of desire. And then, after that, I need to be reminded, day by day, moment by moment, that the good lands of Canaan is not something materialized. It's not something of, it's something of Lord Jesus. Amen. Only Lord Jesus is our daily supply and all-inclusive supplies.
Amen.
I can testify, the more I try to raise something naturally, I try to raise something materially in the world, the more thirsty I will feel. The more hunger I will feel. Instead of trying to pursue something in material way, in the worldly way, I need to pursue and endeavor to reach this richest supply of all-inclusive Christ as our good land. So that I can be fulfilled. I cannot have hunger. I cannot feel the feelings of thirsty anymore. Lord Jesus is only my supply.
Amen. So I was enjoying and appreciating the picture of the three stations. And what touches me the most is that actually, they're actually sort of linear. So in our experience, in order for us to receive the revelation at the mountain, we first need to be separated. So what that means is that when we're coming to the Bible, to read the Bible, or when we're coming to the meetings, and we're trying to enjoy the Lord as a good land, and we want to see something, the first thing we need to do is separate ourselves from the world. And I actually find that the easiest distraction is my phone. Because although I'm not, you know, we're here, and we're, honestly, when I feel like I'm in this building, in the meeting hall, I feel like I'm separated. But the phone is an automatic connection to the world, right? And so anything that connects us to the world can easily bring us out of the wilderness. So we really need to see that in order for us to be at the mountain, and in order for us to be in the good land enjoying Christ, we really need to be separated from the world. And that's just so, I just really appreciate that, that we really just need to be those who are separated from the world.
Amen.
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 touched by how our God is so full of wisdom. And he, with his calling, every stage, he has the supply. When he called, he had to call the children of Israel out of Egypt. He prepared the Passover feast. And then when they were, and then he led them into the, without that, they wouldn't have the strength to leave Egypt and enter into the wilderness. And while they were in the wilderness, they have the supply of the living water and manna. And that's over there that this, the children of Israel be separated from Egypt. And then, but that's not enough. They have to go to the mountain to see the revelation. And but again, I always wondering, I said, when they saw the revelation, why can't they just build a temple there? Why couldn't? Because they have to enjoy all the riches in the good land. Because by just enjoying the manna and the living water wasn't enough. Because they have to enter into the good land, and it's only after they enter into the good land, enjoying the milk and honey, enjoy all the riches, all the rich produce, I mean gross, all the, you know, wonderful supplies, produce, all inclusive Christ. That's when their natural being can be fully crucified, can be terminated, and that they can be, a group of people can be built up to be God's building, to for God's habitation. And but every step of the way, God prepared something, God supplied. What we need to do is to enjoy him. Is to, okay, at this stage, this is what I need, Lord, thank you for providing it to me. I'll just enjoy that. And in the wilderness, you don't need to worry about, when can I get the milk and honey? When you, we're in the wilderness, just enjoy manna, just enjoy the water. And when the Lord brought us on, I mean, bring us on into the good land, okay, praise the Lord, we're in the good land already. Let's enjoy all the rich produce. My goodness, it's like, well, you count, right? The fruits, anyway, it's just too much, too rich. But at that time, if we're just thinking about, what about the manna, what about the water, then we can't be building up his habitation. When we're in the good land, let's enjoy all the rich produce from that land. And our Christ is the all-inclusive one. Yes. The more we enjoy him, the more we can be built up. The more we enjoy him, the more ourselves being terminated. You know, it's hard to see that how we can do that. But you know what, this time when I went to Taiwan, you see the saints there, and even the visiting ones. It seems so easy to them. I remember seeing, sent you some pictures about a couple from Pakistan, a young couple. You know, I just met them. I was waiting for the majority of the saints in Hall and Taichung, and they just arrived from the airport, and then they arrived and they saw me, and they just approached me, and they just start, you know, asking me, you know, where I'm from, and then they start telling me their stories, and it turned out that, you know, they touched the Lord's recovery 2.5 years ago. And then they were just enjoying the Lord, and they were so excited. And I said, so what are you doing now? They're, oh, you know, they go visit a neighboring city to nourish the people there. And how they know the Lord's recovery? Through the publications. You know, they contacted the literal works, and then they just, you know. And of course, there are saints from Taiwan going there faithfully to shepherd them. And because that's how they were shepherded, now they're shepherding others. Amen. And another thing was that, you know, while we're talking, and they said, oh, by the way, we gave our whole family to the Lord. We're all consecrated to the Lord. And we have a son who's 20 years old. I almost fainted because they look like in their 20s themselves. And then they're like, you know, soon he's going to be graduating college, and then he can go to the full-time training, and then he can serve the Lord. Amen. And I was just like, wow, you have a 20-year-old son. And they said, that's not it. I have two more. I have two more younger ones. And all three children are consecrated to the Lord. They're all going to serve the Lord.
Amen.
And I'm like, wow. And the way they said it, it's just so matter-of-factly. It's just that, it's like just the way it's supposed to be. Anyway, I'm just like, this is from Pakistan. You know, this is not from Anaheim. I'm sorry, not no comparison, but I'm just saying that. But you know, sometimes we have concepts, but saints, there are people, they were so enjoying the Lord, and they're giving themselves to the Lord, And I honestly believe that these are the ones who will bring the Lord back.
Amen.
And then, but let us not dwell on the good land, but not enjoying the good land.
Amen.
And only by enjoying Him, this all-inclusive Christ, that we can fulfill His purpose of calling
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
I appreciated this reminder of God's calling. Is calling
Amen.
Us out of something and calling us into something.
Amen.
And in day one it says, as God's called ones, we need a clear view of what the world is. The world is not a source of enjoyment, it is a place of tyranny.
Yes.
In the world, Satan is keeping God's chosen people, those destined for the fulfillment of God's purpose, under his usurping hand.
Amen.
And so these two words, usurpation and tyranny.
Oh.
It's very strong words, but I appreciate it. We need to have this vision.
Amen.
As God's called ones, what is he calling us out of? He's calling us out of the usurpation and tyranny of Satan.
Right.
And then later on in this day it says, all things necessary for our human existence need to be under a divine limitation.
Amen.
Anything that exceeds our need becomes worldly, Egyptian, something of Pharaoh, and it frustrates us from the economy of God's purpose.
Amen.
Our living and our existence depend on the provision from the heavenly source, not on the supply from the world.
Amen.
For this we need the vision and we need the exercise of our faith.
Amen.
And I was looking over some of my notes from this message, and I just appreciated Brother Andrew was saying that the church life should not be one under bondage, but it should be one full of enjoyment of
Amen.
The all-inclusive Christ.
Right.
And then as everybody was speaking, I just realized, wow, you know, they had to go into the good land to enjoy the all-inclusive Christ. They couldn't enjoy the milk and honey while they were still in Egypt.
Right.
And I think a lot of times, maybe, you know, he was saying, maybe we're 1 foot in Egypt, and we're 1 foot in the church life, or, you know, in the enjoyment, and we wonder, why don't we have such a rich enjoyment of Christ? Well,
mm-hmm.
we can't enjoy Christ while we're still in Egypt,
Amen.
Right? And so, anyways, I just appreciated, my prayer is, Lord, cause me to see, you know, what is the world? Because the world is different to each one of us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Satan usurps us all in different ways, right? And he places under us under tyranny all in different ways, because the world to you is not the same as the world to me, right?
Amen.
And so we need a vision, a realization, what is God calling me out of? You know,
Amen.
Lord, what am I being usurped? You know, what in me is usurping me from serving you, right?
Right?
And then I also appreciate, but on the positive side, what is he calling us into? Into all of the positive things, you know, that we see in the New Testament. But amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We can be called out of the world and into the all-inclusive good land.
Amen.
If we still in Egypt, the most we can enjoy is the land, right? And then it saves us from the God's judgment. But when you compare land and the good land, really is no comparison.
Right.
Of course, the salvation is our base, right? That's we never, you know, God save us. However, the enjoyment of Christ
Amen.
Is that really is God called us out of, and then God called us into.
Amen.
Right? We really need to enjoy the all-inclusive Christ. And this week's message, and if you follow the schedule to read the life study, it's just match.
Yeah. Amen.
Right? So we're talking about the 11, talking about the purpose of God's calling,
yes.
and then the 12 talking about three stations. And then while I'm reading this life studies and the message, one point that really touched me is that in the message actually emphasize on you need to enjoy the Christ. And many times that we repent because we lose our temper. We repent because of we do certain things wrong. But very seldom we repent and say, Lord, we do not leave out Christ. Right? And then this is the rich Christ, all in crucified here, and we are not enjoying it, we are not lived by it. And so, you know, I'm trying to following the life study by listening. So one day I forgot which day. So I say, you know, get on the train. I will just put on the earphone and then start listening. And then I say, oh, where's my earphone? Oh, I forgot. So I cannot listen because I was in a quiet car, so you cannot even talk, right? So I say okay. So I say okay. Then the first thing I get out of the train station is go to the store and buy a earphone, right? Because this is my routine. I want to listen to it. So I enter to the store and then I try to buy, and then I cannot find the one I was planning to buy. But all of a sudden, the Lord just reminded me, saying, yes, listening to the message is good, but why don't you just enjoy me? Just forget the message. Come to me.
Wow.
Come to me to enjoy.
Amen.
And then I say, oh, Lord, yes, I need to do that. Right? And then it's cold, but they say, well, that day I'm going to walk. And then while I'm walking, I'm just turned to the Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
And then call upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And then sense is just very, I don't know how to say this, but the point is that we really need to enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
And Lord just use all the opportunities to remind us to enjoy Him.
Amen.
And here also talking about the in the Old Testament, that's a picture, right? In the New Testament, in the message, you give us many points of God called us. And then two points. One is that the Lord separated us and sanctified us.
Amen.
Right? That's not why we call saints.
Right.
I remember when I was in I visited Russia, and then they said in the beginning the saints afraid of be called saints. The brothers and sisters, they say, oh, saints is something. But really, the saints, the brothers and sisters, we are separated and we are sanctified.
Amen.
That's the reason why we are saints. Not just Peter, not just Paul, and we are the saints. Right?
Amen.
And also, the God is calling us, God used His glory to call us, and also bring us into His glory. Right, so I just want to read this. I say the initial step is to call us, and the consummated step is to glorify us.
Amen.
Between these two steps are His loving care, while He is disciplining us, and His perfecting, establishing, strengthening, and grounding work in us.
Amen.
In all these divine acts, the bountiful supply of the divine life is ministered to us as grace in various experiences, that we may enter into His eternal glory and express the God of all grace.
Amen.
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 All grace. This couple came to us to the store to sign up for a class. Took it, and they look fine, right? They look fine, and I start preaching the gospel. You know, it says here that it's easy to preach the gospel, but it's difficult to bring them out of the suppression or the tyranny of Satan in the world. So we give them a New Testament to each of them, and we share with my wife and then the gospel. But then, a week later, the mother came saying that she got beat up by the husband in their court. She came begging for prayer, for help. And one thing that I remember my daughter told me is, you must pray for them. The Lord can do it. Right? It's very hard to bring them out of the suppression, the tyranny of the Satan. And sometimes we preach the gospel is not difficult, but I preach the gospel a lot. Many of them got saved, many of them went to New York, the church in New York, but many times I don't pray for them, I forget, right? So what I beg is that you must pray with me, because for me, I want to get out of New York. I've been asking the Lord until when I'm going to stay here. But like I told my wife, you can't kick against the cold. Because the Lord wants us to be there, we're going to be there. So what I'm being is your prayers with me. Because this is, at the same time, it's easy to preach the gospel, but it's not easy at the same time. And I need the prayer. Because Satan does not want to release the people. They don't want to release us. And that one thing that I learned when my daughter said, the Lord can do it. You have to trust. You have to pray. If you don't pray, it's not going to work. I said, but we have to collaborate with the Lord, right? We always say that. We have to collaborate. But these people can't collaborate with the Lord because they don't know. They probably listen to the gospel. They get saved. But we must pray for those people. And I'm begging the church to be with me in prayer. For those people that come always to my store with problems. I have problems and problems and problems, and my wife has to preach them the gospel, we had to preach the gospel. But I need your prayer and support. Because Satan is very strong. He don't want to release them.
Amen.
All right, I think that let's go to conclusion. I think brother and sister share a lot. I prepared some, but I don't think I need to go through everything. So I'm going to quickly go through a few things that to complete this conclusion. Amen. This week we talk about the purpose of God's calling.
Amen.
But when we read through the whole thing here, it is not just stop at God's calling. Mm-hmm. Right? God called us, this title, I mean, give us half of what we have. This week's reading. The other half is when God's calling, someone have to answer His calling.
Amen.
Once the person moved by God answer His calling, say, God, I'm here. What He's going to do, brother, sister, share a lot, is He take you out from somewhere into somewhere.
Amen.
We all know that out from something and into something.
Amen.
In God's marvelous purpose. Alright? Take us out from the bondage, slavery from Egypt, into the good land.
Amen.
We can read in two ways, three ways. One from history viewpoint. Does that happen? It is happened. Right? People talk about it. People read about it. The second viewpoint can be people have some religion background. They will say, oh yes, it's God taking them out. God moved them. Right? And there's the third viewpoint is the reality. It happened, but it still happened today. God still wants to call us and move us from one stage out from another stage. Many of the time we will say, hey, I got saved. What do you want more? God moved me from Taiwan to United States to have a good life. Right? But sometimes I think back, man, all my friends retired in Taiwan already. I still have to work like a dog. I sell my house. I even cannot buy a bathroom in Taipei. Right? Forget about apartment. Not even a bathroom. Is this good life? But in the reality is what? God moved me into His own purpose.
Amen.
Most of us in here, Scott maybe is different. Most of people in here is what we come to United States for good life. Right? Are you going to move to somewhere, have bad life? No, we struggle, we study hard, we come to United States, we work hard to have this good life. But how this work with God's purpose? God called us out, right? But we thought we stepped into the good land already. Are we really in the good land? So there are three viewpoints. Depends how you think where you are. You can say, hey, it's a history. Okay. Is that God? Yeah, God involved and stopping there. Or you want to participate in this movement. It keeps to say, it constantly saying that, you know, in two, in two, in two. into the good land, into the Christ, all-inclusive Christ, into the marvelous light.
Yes.
Amen. It says again and again and again his verse in here.
Amen.
Hallelujah to this. Then, on the day four, there's a few things I think is quite important. Is the people of Israel enter into the good land by the ark, with the tabernacle, through the barrier of Jordan River, mm-hmm. and by circumcision, in order to enjoy the riches of the land. It says three things in here. Two things in here. You want to reach the good land, you want to enjoy that, you have to move. You have to answer a call, you have to move. So you get into the good land by the ark, right? With the tabernacle and by circumcision. You have to be with God, and you have to take off anything is not belong to God. Actually, our sister shared this morning something, we need to give up all earthly things. I was sitting here. I want to say, sister, are you trying to scare me? I worked so hard. Come on. I was like, but here that says that you have to cut off certain things. You want to enjoy the good land? You have to cut off certain things. The reality is he called us out of darkness into his marvelous light and his kingdom.
Amen.
God called us out. Is that just stop at we enjoy this good land? God has his own purpose.
Amen.
God has his purpose.
Amen.
God has his plan.
Amen.
It doesn't matter you want to cooperate, you don't want to cooperate, God's goal will be reached.
Amen.
God wants us to be manifesting him.
Amen.
To be people of his kingdom,
Amen.
To be children of his family.
Amen.
See, I can see all, say all these big words, but can I do that? So, I want to show something is to not quench the spirit.
Amen.
Last week I had a chance to sit down with my daughter, thanks God they are not here today, or otherwise they'll come back and push you. They're talking about, Daddy, you should come to the in Rutgers.
College meeting.
College student meeting. You know, you're funny, they will love you, just go, come join us. I would say, yeah. I want to do it. But I have a Harley, my dog, I need to take her out at night every day, you know? Okay. I want to do it. Then I quench the spirit. Come on, I'm tired. Forget about it. Don't quench the spirit. Because you quench your spirit, at that time I can answer, yes, I want to do it. I want to be the serf in the college meeting, student meeting. But I didn't. I stop in somewhere. Maybe I can enjoy something after that. At least I feel that in a human's viewpoint, I join with the young people, I feel young, right? I can feel young again. To you young people, you will never understand. When you go to a certain age, you want to be young again. Okay? So, anyway, this is my conclusion. My conclusion, do not call to the spirit. Don't read between lines.
Jesus.
I want to be reminded when I'm listening to the brother and really singing. It says, "Great is he who lives inside of us, than he who's living in the world."
Amen.
It's that we have to always remind them, remember that.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord
Jesus. Lord, we give you this week.
Amen.
We to have a walk that's worthy of your calling.
Amen.
Thank you for calling us out of Egypt.
Yes.
Into yourself as the land.
Amen.
Oh, we'd like to experience you much more this week.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you for calling us.
Amen.
Lord, you keep calling us this week.
Amen.
Call us out of our enjoyment of the world.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, you experience you as all-inclusive one.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for getting us out of Egypt.
Amen.
We don't want to stay in the wilderness.
Amen.
We're going into the Holy Land.
Amen.
Keep us in the Holy Land.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, give the young people to you.
Amen.
Oh, touch them every day, Lord.
Amen.
Guide their ways, Lord.
Amen.
We love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen.
Lord, give us week to you.
Amen.
Oh, help us to enjoy you more this week.
Amen.
Keep us experiencing you in every situation.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we just, thank you for your sovereignty.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we just want to walk according, that's worthy of your calling.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, let's give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Lord, we praise you.
Amen.
Lord, we praise to you.
Amen.
Thank you for your speaking and your calling unto us.
Amen.
Oh, we would like to enter into this good land.
Amen.
We look away unto you.
Amen.
You are the all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
That's our daily supply.
Amen.
It sanctifies our daily life.
Amen.
And we are acting and working according to your calling.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
All of us are worthy of your calling.
Right? Amen.
Therefore, you have received the Christ Jesus the Lord.
Amen.
Walk in him.
Amen.
Lord, we give this week to you.
Amen.
And walk in Christ.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We enjoy you.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.